What looked like a cut-and-dried convention with predictable results and predictable speeches turned into something very different in the last 24 hours with the startling announcement from Texas that Ross Perot was abandoning his independent and, in fact, never finally officialized campaign for the presidency. The convention's final session in Madison Square Garden last night was changed completely from what it would have been before by the fact that the delegates and media people and indeed everybody else among the 30 or 40,000 people in attendance was mesmerized by speculation on the possibilities of what would or wouldn't happen to Ross Perot's voters. This is Pacifica Radio's coverage. I'm Larry Bensky, National Affairs Correspondent for Pacifica Radio, joined by Samori Marksman of Pacifica Station WBAI here in New York and Tom Porter, Program Director of WPFW, Pacifica Radio in Washington, D.C. Bill Clinton's speech was to have been the unimpeded headline highlight, but of course with the speculation about Ross Perot, why he did it and what it now means, he was somewhat overshadowed in the news coverage, but he had his spotlight on national primetime TV anyway. In a speech that was just a little over 50 minutes, Clinton hit many themes. He called for what he said would be a new covenant between the voters in the United States and the Democratic government that he hopes will be installed after the election in November. He talked a great deal about his family and about family values, saying how tired he was of hearing family values from Washington's mouth when they were doing their best to undermine family values. But the part of his speech which received the most enthusiastic reception, as the part of most of the speeches at the convention that received most enthusiastic reception, was just good old-fashioned Bush bashing.